right? So it's all about me, and maybe there are some other people, but if there are, they're kind of in the background. But the thing about that is it's kind of lonely up here all on my own, because God didn't create us to be living all on our own. I'm going to get down. I do not like this. To be living on our own, looking down on everybody else. God created us to be part of a great big human family where everybody matters, where everybody is treasured, where everybody is included, and everybody is part of the picture. Because we are very beautiful people. Here we are. Here's some people that are here today. We're beautiful people, but together we are even more beautiful. Look at this. Look how beautiful we are. I don't think you can quite see that. We'll maybe put this on Facebook so you can see it a bit more clearly. But this is a mosaic that Caroline made using 50 different photos of different people from our website. So if you look at that closely, you might even be able to see yourself up there. Together, we are really beautiful. God has created us to live together as one family. There's a verse in Philippians that says this. When you do things, do not let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and give more honor to others than to yourselves. Do not be interested only in your own life, but be interested in the lives of others. So we're called to be part of a family where it's not just about me, it's about all of us, where we look out for each other, where we care for one another, where we're concerned for one another as one family. So we're going to sing together now as one family.
Now, we're going to try something a little different at Cedar Ridge here. We're going to do something like Around. So we're going to do the next song in two different parts. We're going to do Come and Quiet, Find the Quiet Center. If you don't know it real well, don't worry. We're going to do it together. And so this side is going to sing with me, and we're going to start the song. Then there'll be a little delay, and this side, you're going to follow the choir. Choir sing nice and loud. And if you're in the middle, let's see, just kind of, you know, self-identify yourself right or left. You can decide. All right? Does that make sense? And let me just tune my D strings here. Okay, much better. All right, so let's just sing it together, just one time through all together, okay? Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room. One more time. Okay, thank you for your eyes. Let's do it one more time. Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are free. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our perfect. Okay, so you guys, you're going to start with me on this side. This side, keep an eye over here on the choir. We have a little feedback in the choir mic, Grant.
No, it's not
on. Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Might be this one, but we're good. Okay.
All right.
So you're ready? Everybody ready? All right. Okay, right side.
Come and find the choir. A friend who claims us, cools the heat and slows the pain. God it is who speaks and names us, knows our being, touches pain, making space within our thinking, lifting shades to show the sun, raising courage when we're shrinking, finding scope. Space we gain. There's a place for deepest dreaming. There's a time for hearts to carry. In the spirit's lively scheming, there is always time to speak. There is always time to spare. There is always time to spare.
Give yourselves a hand. Nice.
we connected to one another, but we're also connected to God. God is here with us. And sometimes we forget that. And there's a story about that in the Bible, about someone who didn't notice that God was with him. And it's actually a story about a ladder, by sheer coincidence. It's about a ladder. And the story goes like this. There was once, a long time ago, a man called Jacob. And he tricked his brother. And his brother was so angry that Jacob was afraid that his brother would try and kill him in revenge. So Jacob ran away from home, and he walked all day. And when it was getting late in the day, he laid down to sleep, and he had a crazy dream. And we're going to watch the dream on a video.
Far, far from anywhere else, in a place that was not yet a place, the traveler stopped. He stayed there for the night because the sun was setting. He lay down to sleep with a stone beneath his head and dreamed. And dreamed of coming and going. From here to there, up and down, commerce between worlds of nowhere remote but everywhere God. The messengers of God were ascending, descending to heaven, to earth, unseen without ceasing. God stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of all you have been, all you have come from. The earth on which you lie will be home to your children, and they shall be like the dust of the earth. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in them. So know, I am with you wherever you lay your head. And the traveler woke and said, surely God is in this place, and I did not know it. God is in this place, and I do not know it. God is in this place, and we do not know it.
God is in this place, and we do not know it. We forget that God is here, that God is here with us. We forget that God is the reason that we are here. When Jacob woke up, he realized that God wasn't way up at the top of a great big ladder, that God wasn't out in space or in the sky looking down, but that God was there. God was there with him. God was protecting him and taking care of him. God was in that place, and he didn't know it. That gave Jacob a whole new way of seeing the world. I don't know if you've ever looked at something under a magnifying glass, but you see things that you never realized were there. They were there all along, but you didn't see it. And it was kind of like that for Jacob. He realized, wow, God is here with me. So we're going to sing some songs now about the fact that God is here with us. And as we're doing that, if you would like, we have a table over here with some magnifying glasses and some things that you can look, where you can see things that maybe you didn't realize were there until you look through the magnifying glasses. Feel free to touch them gently, but there are some beautiful things over there that Chaz has collected for us to look at. So let's sing together about understanding and seeing that God is here with us.